broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country using the checks and balances wisely put in place by our founding fathers, and always looking to the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had an absolutely delightful, elongated Labor Day weekend. Pray you didn't think too much about labor and the unions and the manipulation that's behind that whole holiday. There's a few holidays I don't like. I don't like Halloween. I don't like Labor Day. I don't like a lot of that stuff because, in my opinion, it symbolizes the negativity in society. It symbolizes a sordid history, to say the least. Nevertheless, I enjoyed God, family, and country for my weekend and hope you did the same. Without further ado, we got a lot of ground to cover. We were live for Labor Day yesterday. We absolutely covered a ton of material. Our guest on was Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, Utah State coordinator, doing a fantastic job. We talked about Hillary's America, the movie. And we talk about that movie was a great movie. Lowell loved it, went to it, thought it was phenomenal. But there are certain things that we take issue with regarding the movie. The movie falsely suggested that the 1860s war between the states, in other words, the Civil War, was fought to end slavery. That simply was not the case, folks, if you understand history. It was fought to maintain a system of high tariffs and corrupt corporate subsidies. That's right. The states were literally hammering the South, making it very difficult for trade, etc. The goal was to establish a central state to overturn the founding principle that states are sovereign. And sad to say, a lot of that got done. The states have never had the dual sovereignty as before the Civil War. That's the reason the South has such a problem with this. The abolition of slavery was a convenient piece of propaganda, folks. Now, don't get me wrong. We all want to abolish slavery. But William Wilberforce did it peacefully. There were peaceful movements to get that done. Joseph Smith Jr., a candidate for president at the time, proposed a peaceful solution, put land in the hands of the people. And with the money derived from that, free the slaves. It could have been done, folks. The Emancipation Proclamation, believe it or not, only applied to the southern states in rebellion, not to the northern states at all, just for an FYI. We reject the implication in the movie also that the Democratic Party's bad, but the Republican Party's good. That's not really the case at all. Both parties have serious, serious criminal activity going on in their underbellies, that's for sure. We sincerely hope that Dinesh D'Souza will make a movie exposing the dark underbelly of the Republican Party as well. Bottom line, go see the movie, ladies and gentlemen, but don't think the Republican Party is a whole lot better than the Democratic Party, because it's not. Insiders against the rest of us is really what's happening. Don't fall for the left-right deceptive Hegelian dialectic lie. By the way, Reed Thomas, DiLorenzo, or D.I. Lorenzo, anyway, I don't know how to say that last name, book, The Real Lincoln, if you want to understand the real reason for the 1860s war. A lot of people are super down on Lincoln. I get it. I understand their frustration. He did, to some degree, favor Hamilton's kind of view, which I reject. But let's not blame it on a single man, okay? Just as Barack Obama hasn't ruined the country, neither did Lincoln. It's easy to point it at one person, but I'll give you an example. We all call it Obamacare. But really, the House of Representatives are the ones that voted for it. And the House of Representatives are the ones that could shut it down by controlling the purse strings in about 2 seconds if they had the integrity and the guts. So as much as I'd like to blame the bad on a single man, I don't think the executor has near as much power as we act like. I also don't think electing or not electing a single president really makes that much difference. It does when it comes to the Supreme Court some and a few things, but for the most part, not as critical as we think. So that was issue one. Go see Hillary's America. Interesting movie, to say the least. Secondarily, we talked about Ron Paul's incredible column, Lessons from the Failures of Obamacare. You want to learn more about it, go to ronpaulinstitute.org and check it out. But the point that Ron Paul made in his brilliant column entitled The Right Lessons from the Obamacare Meltdown. The decision of several major insurance companies to cut their losses and withdraw from Obamacare exchanges, combined with a variety of problems with co-ops, etc., has put the American people in a situation where a significant number of Americans only have one option for health care. Why are these insurance companies losing money and melting down and backing out? Because they're forced by law to insure everyone. They may not discriminate with those with poor health, as they would do in a free market. Thus, they cannot afford the losses. To manage the overwhelming burden is unacceptable. So, for example, what you got is a bunch of healthy people not signing up, a bunch of sick people signing up, and the burden's too great. It's not an appropriate risk-reward analysis. The government forces them to take the risk, and it's not sustainable. Government says they'll put in the money, but they don't. Therefore, insurance companies have said, we have enough, we're out. Not surprisingly, Obamacare apologists now are pushing for a single-care or single-payer care system. That's even a worse plan. They want to increase penalties on those who have not enrolled. See, it's just tyranny in the making, folks. Government has no legitimate authority to take money from taxpayers and fund health care or any other forced or welfare-type system. Health care is not a right, folks. You say, why is it not a right? Because taking money from you, in other words, theft, stealing, violates your right to the fruits of your labor. Requiring people to purchase a product or a service is criminal because it's force, folks. The first step in restoring a true health care system that meets the needs of all people is to start by treating health care as a commodity, as a good. People could choose to buy it, not buy different flavors of it, whatever they want. The free market is the answer, always has been and always will be. We then talked about an international issue, the Paris Climate Agreement. About 195 countries gathered in Paris and unilaterally decided to, quote, do something about climate change. First world nations, looks like, will transfer over $100 billion to third world nations. Why? So they can supposedly pay for facilities that'll help reduce climate change. Those who are connected to the politicians, of course, will decide where the money goes. It's a gigantic transfer of wealth from you, the innocent taxpayer, to dictators in third world countries under the guise of global warming or climate change. It's a cesspool of theft and abuse, corruption. Okay? It's horrible, folks. Where in the Constitution do the states delegate authority to the central government to steal property from the citizens and send it overseas to foreign dictators, huh? Obama is now claiming that he has the authority to sign the multinational Paris Agreement without the approval of the Senate. According to the White House, the Paris Agreement is not a treaty which would require two-thirds of Congress. Rather, it's just an agreement, and he says he can sign it all by himself. What the president is doing, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely criminal. It violates the Constitution. If Obama signs this agreement, he is committing a criminal act. All right, we finished up by talking about a local group, Kaysville, Citizens for Responsible Government, KCRG. They're doing a fantastic job. Every citizen should be doing a little bit every day to promote the sacred cause of liberty. That's something we really need to get done and think about. Politicians absolutely need to be watched. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live and just my summary. Can you imagine the packed discussion that took place? It's available on your Roku player. Look at the Liberty News Radio section. Or live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Hour 2 brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. 877-817-9829. No whites allowed. Yeah, we're talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton. Racist Clinton speaks to the press for the first time in 260 days. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton finally speaks to certain members of the press, only to black and Latino journalists. Do you support Hillary's ban on white reporters? and they run around and call me a racist, huh? Imagine that. We talked about factory activity shrinks for the first time since February, falling sales of vehicles. Yeah, it looks like the boom on car sales or vehicle sales ending, they say. Oklahoma Highway Patrol officers broke a motorist window, attacked him with a nightstick, but don't worry, they did everything by the book. Never mind, the victim was neither a criminal or intoxicated. He simply was a victim of a medical emergency. But don't worry, they said they did it all by the book. Perhaps they need a new book, huh? All right, more in seconds on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking. And I've like tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, sitting here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me see if I can get this right in Spanish. Conquistador. Trump. What are we talking about? The column from Patrick J. Buchanan. I call it conquistador because that's in English how you'd probably say it, but it's, what do they say, conquistador? Trump, Patrick J. Buchanan wrote the article. Bottom line is it's all about how Barack is melting down. Hillary's melting down. But Donald Trump taking the lead and goes to Mexico and has an incredible event with a Mexican president. Bottom line is Donald comes back to Phoenix and has an absolutely brilliant speech. And Donald basically said, anyone who tells you that the core issue is the needs of those who are living here illegally has been spending much too much time in Washington. There's only one core issue in the immigration debate, and that is the well-being of the American people. Now, boy, did Donald say that right, folks. Wow. We also talked about Pence to release tax returns, Trump to follow soon. We also talked about this incredible story. Bionic Eye restores West Jordan, that's Utah's woman's sight, after she was blind for 40 years. If you'd like to help with her medical bills and pay for the electronic eye, the family has set up a GoFundMe page. It's under Sandy's Future Vision. What a cool story. What a way that people can participate in the solutions. Instead of sending your money to your politician, send it to Sandy. Sandy's Future Vision is the page. We also talked about this village where 1 in 10 residents live to be 100 years old. They say recipe for success only for eating fresh stuff. I think that's kind of cool. Local Antonio Fasco, he says, hey, it's all based on this Mediterranean diet. Olive oil, vegetables, fish, fresh fruit, and more. Wow, we talked about lightning strike kills 19 cows taking shelter under a tree. That was a tragic story. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Man, we covered a lot of ground. And we're fixing to do just the same today. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
We start out with a mixture of sad news and good news, ladies and gentlemen, today. Conservative icon, personal friend, and founder of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly passed away yesterday, Kurt. And the reason it's sad news is because we'll miss her. Her leadership for liberty will be sorely missed, no doubt about it. Her life's legacy was tremendous, to say the least. But the reason it's good is, you know what? It is a good thing. It's part of life to die. And when you go back to your maker and you have a life well lived, it is to some degree, even though it's sad for us that are left behind, to some degree it's a blessing for her. Getting older, her health starting to fail, leaving with grace, leaving children and grandchildren and a legacy of family and loved ones behind. That's kind of part of God's plan. And so even though it's sad, we'll miss her, it's mixed with good because it's part of God's plan. And that's our feelings on it. She was a personal friend. We spent time with her. We loved her. We appreciated her, her leadership, her example. She was a grandma for a long time, almost like a Mother Teresa in many ways, Kurt.
Amen to that, Sam. This lady, I'll tell you what, she was a thorn in the side of the liberal press and liberal folks for a long time. And, it's just, it was impressive to see what one lady has done and how many others that she has, encouraged along her way.
Yeah, good point. And more than encouraged, though, inspired, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
Part of our inspiration literally comes from Jerry Hughes and Chuck Harder and many of those people, but a lot of it comes from Phyllis Schlafly, Eagle Forum, and some of the other leaders at the time as well, right?
Yeah, no question. Put her radio program on week after week. We even did her daily features, the Phyllis Schlafly Report for many years. She taught us a lot, I think.
Yeah, personal friend, what a leader. What an example. Yeah. I hope there are more like her that stand forth for the sacred cause of liberty. Here's a little bit of contrast for you, though, Kurt. Let me just start out like this, if I can. There's Hillary.
Talking so every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
There's Hillary.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
Kurt, this just goes on and on.
Ahem.
Now the whole crowd yelling 63 days to help her. She can't even talk, folks.
Well, thank you. Whoa.
It just goes on and on, folks. The mainstream press said 2 minutes, but it's much longer than that, folks.
Well, you just heard the next vice president, didn't you?
So she can't even talk still.
In addition to thanking Marsha Fudge, so thank your great senator, Sherrod Brown.
See, it's still going on.
Also,
and it's not funny.
Excuse me.
But it is.
Also, two other great members of Congress, Tim Ryan and Joyce Beatty. And your mayor, thanks to Mayor Jackson. And I hope that Ohio will send Ted Strickland to the Senate. Now, behind me are some of the great labor leaders of our country. Randy Weingarten, Lee Saunders, Rich Trumka. I'm proud to be on the same stage with them because they're always fighting for working families. Now, once I get over my allergic reaction, let me say that we're here in part because we know how important this election is to Ohio. It's not just, as Tim said, that Ohio is one of those battleground states you hear about every 4 years. It's that Ohio represents everything that's great about America and all of the challenges and the opportunities that we face. That's why this election is critical to every person in this state. And what I want to emphasize is I know we can't face our problems alone. We have to work together. We believe we are stronger together.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The media claims that it was about a two-minute coughing spell. Just so you know, that clip was over 4 minutes long. It was 4 minutes and 6 seconds long. Now, I left it longer than maybe should have, but she was still coughing and struggling to speak. If that were not all, right? We'll tell you about the rest in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Former Adams County, Idaho Sheriff's Deputies Cody Rowland and Brian Wood, who were involved in the fatal shooting of rancher Jack Yantis last November 1st, have both quietly left the department, reports the Idaho Statesman. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin ruled that there was insufficient evidence to file criminal charges against the deputies who shot Yantis as the rancher was attempting to euthanize a bull that had been struck by a vehicle on Highway 95 near his home in Council, Idaho. Following the Attorney General's ruling in July, Sheriff Ryan Zolman had said that both deputies were welcome to return to duty. At the time, both were on paid leave, despite the fact that Roland supposedly resigned a few weeks after the shooting. Wood had repeatedly expressed a desire to return to patrol duty. In late December, Lieutenant Steve Phillips of the Adams County Sheriff's Office warned investigators from the Idaho State Police that Wood, an FBI-trained sniper, had repeatedly threatened to kill any officers sent to arrest him or confiscate his firearms. Phillips, who had known Wood since they had attended the Idaho Peace Officer Standards and Training Academy together, described his friend as displaying the traits of a sociopath and expressed concern for the safety of the deputy's family as well as his own. This led to an officer safety alert and plans for a potential SWAT operation if Wood made good on his threats. Shortly thereafter, Phillips resigned from the department and took a job as a deputy in Elmore County, hundreds of miles away. Wood has filed legal notice of his intent to sue Phillips and Adams County. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The reason I played that long clip of Hillary coughing is because the mainstream press wanted you to believe that it was like 2 minutes long. It was way longer. I agree it started to get better as she talked more and everything else, but she was choked up and coughing and could barely talk for almost all 4 minutes of that. And the mainstream press is pitching it as epic. Hillary suffers two violent coughing fits yesterday. Halts press conference on plane after earlier campaign speech problem. WND.com. So you're seeing this, Kurt. She had a coughing fit, which we just played, when she tried to give a speech. Then she got on the plane. She rolled out her plane yesterday, by the way, her special travel plane for running for president. And what happened was after she had this coughing fit that we just played for you, then she had another one so bad she had to literally halt her press conference on plane. Imagine that. She was coughing so hard she had to halt the press conference. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, that's the first day we've literally seen Hillary. Now, they claim she took questions and answers from the press for the first time in 260 days. So she comes out. She lets them come on her campaign plane. And she was so happy to show off her campaign. Wow. Campaign plane to the media, so happy she took to answering questions from the press, Kurt, for a whopping 89 seconds. Yeah. And they asked her, how was your, Labor Day? And she said, great. How was yours? And all that kind of stuff. And literally nothing got talked about, but it was 89 seconds long. So she had that. And she said, I'll be back later. And then she went and had this coughing fit at a rally. Then she came back and had such a coughing fit, she couldn't even continue. Kurt, I don't mean to make fun of her about this. I know anybody can be unhealthy or have a cough or whatever else, but I'm saying when you put this with the allegations that Hillary has serious health problems, the question is this something that the doctors should just lie about and cover up, or is this something that the people should know about? That's kind of the issue here. Any comments on that, Kurt?
Well, I think it's easy to analyze this. I mean, we already know the ladies should never even get close to being president. This is just one more reason. It's nice to see, for example, that we have a good alternative. We have You know, Daryl Castle, Scott Bradley, they even got on Glenn Beck's program. You know, I guess he's in his effort to do the Never Trump thing, you know, at least he's highlighting or has highlighted them there. You know, so it's nice to know that there are solutions. But I'll tell you what, Hillary, I mean, you really never want to wish anything bad on anybody, because that's not what the Savior would have us do. But Hillary is not a good lady, in my opinion. Needs a lot of repentance time, and it's not as a leader of our country.
Yeah. It's a serious thing. And, you know, I don't know. All I know is this. I'm not really fond of having somebody that's sick going in to being president. I'm just not fond of that. They criticized Ron Paul for being way too old, although he was healthy as heck. And now they're not saying a word about Hillary's health issues. That, to me, is a very big concern. And the contrast is stark.
There's another story that kind of goes with it. The American Mirror is reporting that, I guess, she was handed a water glass while she was holding a bottle of water. I guess they say, what was in the glass of water that wasn't in the bottle Hillary was holding? I guess while she was talking to reporters aboard her campaign plane, or, you know, maybe we should call it the campaign. But anyway, she suffered her second massive coughing fit of the day, like you said. Instead of taking a drink from the bottle of water that was in her hand, an aide handed her a glass of water. Strangely, she didn't wave off the glass, but instead drank it, and not from the bottle, which she passed to the staffer. Now, some of the comments to the story, there's 370 of them. One says,
by the way, in all fairness, though, there could be something in that bottle of water that's given to her to help that's different, some kind of medication or some kind of something. Maybe so. I don't like to go with that without, you know, substantiation there a little bit, though, Kurt. It's easy to be holding a bottle in your hand and not realize it's there when you're coughing and going, oh, my gosh, and then someone hands you a glass and you take what's in front of you, and then it's like, oh, I guess I don't need either of these. And I'm just telling you, I've coughed before, and I've been on stage before, and I'm just telling you that there may be something to that, and if we have more evidence, I'll consider that. But until then, I'm just telling you that I've been standing there holding a bottle of water and not realizing that I'm holding it. So I'm not really.
I know it's kind of funny though. This one guy goes, "What was in the glass that looked like water?" The guy says, "Vodka." And the other guy said, "No, the first thing she was holding was vodka. The other guy handed her some water."
Well,
anyway,
you know,
it was
funny. But
just
the point is, there could be something to it, Kurt. And that's the problem is, I'd love to just say there's nothing here. And I lean towards that only because I'm not a conspiracy theorist about everything. I try to give people the benefit of the doubts. However, with the cover-ups that have gone on with this, you never know, Kurt. And it just fuels this kind of questioning, this kind of wondering, this kind of concern, right?
Good boy.
All right. Now, while Epic Hillary's coughing fits are legendary,
yeah,
and while she spoke to the press for 89 seconds, a whole lot to do about nothing. Really? I mean, it was 89 seconds. Yeah. It's like, how are you? Yeah. She talked to her staffer part of the time. The press said, we're doing good. And then she identified a press member. She's like, hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy? Why we got Mark, her personal friend, in the press there, I don't know. But nevertheless,
that's the best way to do it.
It's just weird.
Your pals in the
but
press.
Now Hillary, though, her email scandal, she wipes away and says it's nothing. She says Bill doesn't need to distance himself from the Family Foundation. No problem. No conflict of interest. But then Hillary Clinton yesterday accused Russia of interfering with U.S. election, Kurt.
Hillary?
Yes,
is
sir.
Saying that Russia has interfered with our election.
Now, I thought when Donald Trump said the elections might be tampered with, meaning Hillary and the Democrats and everything else, they laughed it off and said, oh, conspiracy theorist
conspiracy.
Trump, he's whacked out as all get out. Come on, there's no election tampering. Now, when she does it, instead of implementing the other party, though, she implements a foreign government, Kurt.
And nobody says it's a conspiracy.
That's correct. And then what they do is they say it's all Donald's fault. You know why it's Donald's fault, don't you?
Because
he encouraged them to hack into emails, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Sure. I mean, if he hadn't said that, they would never even think of it. I mean,
that's correct.
They're our friends. Yeah.
Now, the whole thing is preposterous. I believe it's a big old cover-up by Hillary in an effort to defocus the discussion on the emails. Donald was joking about the Russians hacking. He was just saying, we can't find the emails, maybe the Russians can. It was a joke. But now it's taken to the stratosphere in seriousness. It's amazing. Well, while that's going on, Donald's on the campaign trail. Looks like the guy's got plenty of vigor and health to me, Kurt. Yeah. And Donald's running around, and I guess everybody's trying to attack him about the Russian thing. They're also trying to attack him saying, Donald, why don't you release your tax returns? And Donald says, well, because there's an audit going on, and I can't release it during an audit.
Yeah.
Now, I happen
get
to say,
to it.
The big problem is, why don't we just get rid of all these audits, Kurt?
Yeah.
That'll be the starting point.
Get rid of the IRS, and then we won't need to worry about it.
Yeah. So if we, what Donald should be saying right now, and I know the surrogates for Donald are listening, report this back to Donald, okay? What you need to do is have Donald come out swinging against these thugs and say, listen, I call for the abolition of the IRS, and I call for my audit to end immediately, and then I will release my tax returns.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's what I'd say. I'd say you guys just call off the thugs, call off the IRS, and we'll do it. We'll get her done. But what's interesting is Donald responds, Kurt, and I agree with his point also. Donald Trump says people don't care about tax returns. The mainstream press cares. The other party cares. The insiders care. But the people could care less. Now, do you care if Donald releases his tax returns or not, Kurt, or Mitt Romney or anybody else?
No.
You don't?
Not really. Yeah.
And neither do I. You want to know why?
Sure.
Because we've got Hillary's tax returns, don't we, Kurt? And it didn't tell us anything about the Clinton Foundation or the scandals or anything else. No. It was just a manufactured document for public consumption is all it is anyway.
Well, we all know at least how crazy that whole system is. We've been told year after year that you could take the exact same information, send it to like 60 different accounting firms and get 60 different results. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a whacked out system.
So I could care less. Donald's right. I don't think the people care, Kurt. We care a whole lot more about shutting down the IRS, a whole lot more about stopping these audits. Here's the question. Why is Donald getting audited right now and Hillary's not, Kurt? Remember we had these big old scandals about the conservatives are all getting audited? That alone is strange. So I think Donald's right. And I don't care if he releases his tax returns. He does say that he's already been under the most financial scrutiny of any candidate, and I believe he's correct on that as well. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Donald Trump said people don't care about tax returns and these leaders releasing them. I agree. With the bundling and the scandals that have gone on with election fraud and everything else, I don't think that releasing a tax return, some prepared document for public consumption, matters. It's kind of like reporting on the health of a politician now. I mean, they run around and tell you Hillary's doing just great. She's healthy as a horse, but yet we see literal videos of her leaning on people and literal coughing spells that go on for 4 minutes yesterday. And then the next one, the same day, goes on to where she has to cancel her press conference. I mean, it is beyond imagination. So I agree, we don't care about tax returns because we don't believe we'll get the straight skinny anyway. But Donald makes another explosive statement, Kurt, that I hope gains ground. He should have made it this morning rather than over the weekend, but he did make it, and I commend him for doing so. Headline, Drudge Report says this, Kurt. Trump, Fed created false economy. Boy, howdy, is he on target, my friend.
Yeah.
You want to comment on this one?
You know,
Trump, listen, let me just say it again, and then you comment. Trump, Fed created false economy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could sure go down that, I don't know if you want to call it rat hole, but, you know, he could just explain, hey, look, here's America. When we started, here's what we had. The founders said, here's what a dollar was, all this stuff. And then in 1913, just in case you missed it, almost 100 years ago, you know, we got what was called
more than
the Federal Reserve.
Years,
you know, yeah, that's right. You know, it's time to call a halt to the con game like Ron Paul pushed about and so many others have over the years. Let's restore, make America great again and restore honest money. You know, I mean, it's a big old opening just for him to walk right through.
Amen to that. But now, this is where I say Donald needs to take off the gloves, Kurt.
Yep.
Just imagine if we really took off the gloves and said, I, as president, if the Congress doesn't act, we'll create an executive order to audit the Fed. I'm not fond of executive orders, but it's absolutely emergency time. And if Congress does not do their duty, I will. And maybe you say I don't have authority to, you know, audit the Fed, but I will say to you this. We shouldn't have a Fed in the first place. And in my effort not to crash the plane, but to bring it down safely, I will audit the unconstitutional agency. I will get to the bottom of how we've been fleeced for the last 100+ years. I will absolutely do this, and I'm asking members of Congress to partner with me in the efforts.
And I call upon Ron Paul to return to public service and be the Secretary of the Treasury. Yeah.
Oh, just imagine, ladies. Talk about taking off the gloves, baby. All right. Anyway, Trump, I hope the mainstream press, I know they'll try to bury the statement over the weekend, but we the people need to keep it alive, baby, for sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, while Hillary was getting promoted with her airplane, her 89 seconds of talking to the media and her coughing fits and getting just absolute love from the press yesterday, Donald took an absolute beating, Kurt. not necessarily yesterday, but he was hanging out with the black people, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was in Detroit.
Some black church.
Yeah, he was at a black church and stuff like that.
So you get white churches, black churches.
Yeah.
Just depends on the paint you use. You know?
Yeah, no, well, there's little white church. Yeah, that's for getting married. Even black people go to the little white church to get married. Don't take hurt. Just wondering. Anyway, we digress. The reason I bring this up, though, is because Donald was getting really some support from the black community, Kurt. They were clapping and yelling. Yeah, and this black pastor prayed over like a shawl or whatever and gave it to Donald and said, let me put this on you and our prayers are with you. Basically an absolute endorsement of the next president of the United States in this black pastor's mind. And the people were loving it. Everybody was happy with it. There was a teeny group of protesters outside, but everybody inside was having a great time. The Donald was in the middle of them.
Uh-huh.
But the mainstream press just couldn't stand it, Kurt. They had the coverage. But right in the middle of the coverage, when they started talking about giving Donald a Bible,
yeah,
shut it down. Yeah, it turns out to be the shocking example of anti-Trump media bias caught on camera. Yeah, the anchor of the camera guy was told to shut it down. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm not shutting this down. I'll even get demoted to keep this on the air. And they said, no, shut it down now. So the camera went dark. They shut it down. The cameraman was willing to take the heat and keep it going, but he didn't have authority, so they shut it down. Now other people in the news media, Kurt, are saying, you know what? These hacks that shut you down, cameraman, why don't you come work for us? We'll pay you more money.
Cool.
And the debate rages on, but they literally couldn't stand it because they know it could be an incredible bust-out moment with blacks and Hispanics and you know other races with Donald. He was very polite. He talked about rebuilding their communities. He talked about, I mean, it was incredible. And it all got shut down, Kurt.
Wow.
So there you have it.
What a surprise. He who owns the media makes the rules?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
I wouldn't have shut that sucker down. I would have amped that up. Like the Leonard Skinner song says, twain it up. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
But see, this is what we're talking about. While they're giving Hillary this absolute praise and everything, they're literally shutting down events. They've done this more than once to Donald Trump, Kurt. They've pulled the plug on things that he's saying and doing, and they just don't want to catch him in a positive moment because you know what? The people will see the truth that Donald is not a racist. He's against illegality, wow. Kurt.
Huh.
But he's not a racist. And he literally sat with these black people and he talked about their communities and their lives and their circumstances in a way that was endearing. And the press just couldn't stand it, Kurt. They were just absolutely, they didn't know what to do. The only thing they could do is pull the plug. Shut it down.
Wow.
And the shut it down, Kurt, were the exact words used against the cameraman. Shut it down. Stop this. Don't let the nation see this. And the cameraman tried to protest. That's why he's getting offers from other news services going, you're a good guy. You're just controlled by the thugs that manage and control you. New people are out in the press, my friends. Back in the day, Kurt, this would have been shut down and no one would have even known. Now it's all over the net, man. I'm telling you, Glenn Beck and those guys have it. Drudge has it. All kinds of news services have it. WorldNet Daily, wow. We do. I'm telling you. It's incredible. So the mainstream press just cannot get away with their deception anymore. And now they look even more foolish. And now when Donald heaps absolute abuse on the press, my response is shut it down. That's the mainstream press. Okay,
yeah,
let's use their words against them. Shut it down, and let's have a new media taking center stage. Mm-hmm. But can you believe they literally shut it down in the middle of it by command, Kurt? And we caught it all on camera, Kurt. Wow, folks. Now, I got a question. Somebody ought to sue that mainstream press, folks. And it's hard to know who to sue, Kurt, because I think it was CNN. But you know how they have these group deals where they have somebody go in and set up the broadcast, and then everybody else depends on that broadcast? So just so you know, that broadcaster shut it down for everybody.
Wow.
And so now I think that a lawsuit should happen. That's absolutely election tampering. What was the reason to shut it down? Was there criminal activity going on? No, they were quoting scripture, Kurt. Was it in a place that might not be appropriate? Well, it was a church, Kurt. A black church, no less. Was it the guy said things he shouldn't know? He was just saying Whenever you're down, Kurt, he's saying this to Donald, whenever you're down, whenever you have a hard time, know that God loves you. Know that we can turn to our God. Know that he can make more of our lives than we can. Turn to this scripture. Here's a Bible to remind you, Donald. That's what was being said and done. And the mainstream press just cannot handle religion. They cannot handle blacks and whites working together. They cannot handle solutions. They cannot handle unification or joining together. They cannot handle solutions. Anyway, there you have it, Kurt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Well, I think it's not only interesting, I think it's very telling, and the American people need to wake up over this stuff. I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not, okay? When the mainstream press will not cover the reality so that you can decide for yourself how you feel about it. Do you believe Donald Trump was genuine? Do you believe the black pastor was genuine? Do you believe it was just a mock setup or a real church with real people doing real things? Do you believe that it will, okay? But the mainstream press decided that you don't need to know that. That's not something for you to decide. They will decide for you. Shut it down were the literal words. And when I give my He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentations and my The New Media Takes Center Stage presentations, Kurt, this takes the cake. They literally shut down the Republican presidential candidate 63 days before the election. They literally pulled the plug on him meeting with a black church. They complained that he was against the blacks and the Hispanics and everything for so long, and now he's meeting with them, and it's an incredible positive experience. No one can deny that. Go watch the video. And in this positive experience, they literally said, shut it down. Stop this. We can't let the people see this. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Appreciate you being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. News the networks refuse to use via the New Media Taking Center Stage. No doubt about it. LibertyRoundtable.com for incredible archives of Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible talk show hosts 24-7. LibertyNewsDaily.com for one of the best news services on the planet. We run it on pennies, ladies and gentlemen, but we're taking on the mainstream press like never before. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.